And now, here's our host, Akasha Shabakan.
Om Shante, my friends. Hey, I got to apologize for yesterday. You know, there was some... I said some stuff. I hope I didn't offend anybody. I didn't mean to come off as angry, but I was just kind of tired of people looking down their noses at you because we believe differently than they do. And that's okay. It's like I told the lady today in one of the groups that I belong to is, you know, the mind is like a parachute. It's best when it's open. It's not going to do you any good if it's not open. And that's the way the mind works also. So, anyway, want to apologize if I offended anyone. I didn't mean to offend anybody. I wasn't picking on anybody, any religion particularly. It's just don't look down your nose at people because they don't believe the same way you do. It's okay. All right, so that having been said, let me jump into another experience that I had just yesterday. I was on YouTube, I opened up a file that was regarding 2012. When I got to playing this thing, I was probably 10 minutes into it, and it was a 3.5 hour movie. And I got about 10 minutes into this thing, and already they had started slamming New Agers. And what I found out was this thing was made by, and here I go again, I'm not jumping all over Christians, but I'm going to jump on this guy because he says he was a Christian, and his statement was that New Agers are devil worshipers. They worship Satan. Well, I don't know about you. I don't know if you even consider yourself a New Ager. I do. I consider myself a New Ager, and I'm not going to back down from that. I'm proud of it. I have nothing to not be proud of. So, if you are a New Ager, in this guy's opinion, and he put up a list of things on the screen, that if you are a New Ager, you probably believe in some of this stuff. Like, you would believe that you are God. You would maybe be a meditator. You might also believe that God dwells in everyone. And there were 3 or 4 more things on his list that he had listed that if you believe any one of those things or practice any of those things, then you are considered a New Ager and you, in his opinion, are a devil worshiper. Holy cow. I mean, that's kind of radical and extreme to the extreme, isn't it? I mean, first of all, I don't even believe in the devil. I don't believe in Satan. So why? Am I to be down on my knees or standing up or laying down or any other position worshiping something that I don't even believe in? I don't even think he exists. So why would I be worshiping something that doesn't even exist in my mind? I don't know where some of these people come up with this stuff, but I know after watching this video for about 10 minutes, this guy was preparing to kick my butt all over the place. I just made a choice. I said, you know, I still have free will. I still have a choice. And I'm not listening to this crap. I mean, this is totally ridiculous. What the heck? So I ended that video rather abruptly at that point. So, you know, this kind of goes back to what I was talking about on my last show with my mentor, my teacher, my spiritual teacher, who sometimes appears that he's looking down his nose at me today because I have these New Age views about the world. And someplace along the line, he flipped and became a Christian, and he no longer shares a lot of these views. But what really trips me out with my teacher and my mentor is when we still sit down and we have some deep, deep philosophical conversations, a lot of these off-the-wall weird ideas that I have about reality and so forth, he shares the same ideas. And they're... I just can't see, I don't even know what to say. The only thing I know to say is that the Christians that I know do not believe in the kinds of things that he and I sit and talk about, and he tells me that he believes. They're totally New Age ideas, and I don't know if you... I mean, a lot of this stuff comes from a lot of Vedic literature. It comes from a lot of Buddhist stuff, and just a conglomeration of all kinds of beliefs mixed in there. And he agrees and believes in most of this stuff, but yet he wants to say that he is a practicing Christian. And hey, more power to him. One thing that I have discovered, and I know, and I forgot to mention in the show the other day, is just because he's taken these radical views against New Age literature and New Age teachers and stuff, is he's still my teacher, because he's teaching me some stuff. I guess it's tolerance and patience with other people who have different opinions. That's the only thing I can figure, but maybe if I hang in there long enough and he lives long enough, I'll find some real gems that I'm going to learn with him being my teacher. So I'm not going to kick him to the curb. I am going to talk to him about it, because here's why I want to talk to him about it and confront him about his beliefs and his ideas. If you'll go back to the last show, you'll remember that I mentioned that he thinks that if I'm reading spiritual stuff, like some Wayne Dyer books or Deepak Chopra books, and, you know, stuff like that, spiritual kind of literature, that's self-help stuff to him. Well, here's what I've known. I have known this guy for years and years and years. And what I know is when he studied this kind of literature, he was able to quit smoking. He made a lot of different choices in his life back in those days, such as quit smoking. He was into yoga and meditation, and he taught yoga and he taught meditation classes, and he was a massage therapist and he taught massage. And now he's told me that, oh no, I don't, that's old self-help stuff, forget that crap, I have no interest in it at all. Because today, instead of studying that kind of garbage, I practice it. I practice it now. I put it into use. I take what I learned and I put it into practical use in my life today. Well, okay, maybe he does, but there's one thing for sure. When I knew him and loved him most is when he was pretty New Agey. And one thing that I admired about him was the way he could make a choice and stick to that choice. For instance, he had quit smoking, and it was no problem to him. It was so easy for him, because he just flipped a switch in his mind and said, I quit smoking. I'm done. I'm not going to smoke anymore. And when he made that choice, he quit. And he had quit smoking probably for 20 or 25 years. And at one time, me and him and another massage therapist were on our way to Colorado, doing a road trip to Colorado to go out and work on disabled veterans. A very large event that was held by disabled veterans. Anyway, I smoke cigars. I still smoke cigars. I used to smoke cigarettes. I quit smoking cigarettes and began smoking cigars. I do not inhale them. I just puff on them and I chew on them. So, you know, I'm not going to pull any strings about it. I guess I'm addicted to cigars. But at my age, you know, so what? I like it, and I'm not going to quit it, because I enjoy it. I don't smoke them in public. I don't smoke them in public places, because I know that they're offensive to people. The odor is offensive to other people, and I don't want to offend anybody. So I don't smoke them in the presence of other people unless I know that they're okay with my smoking a cigar or if I'm in my own house, in my own property, I will smoke. And I don't smoke in my house, by the way. I smoke outside, or I'll go to the garage and smoke, because I don't want that odor getting in my clothes and so forth and so on. But the other person that was going on the road trip with us, she was a young lady at that time. At that time, she was probably mid-20s, and a very good massage therapist, and just a sweetheart of a girl. And she smoked cigarettes. And driving down the road, he was in the back seat. He didn't care if we... He says, I don't care if you guys smoke. It's okay. I don't smoke anymore. So she's puffing away on the cigarettes, and I'm having an occasional cigar. And he's laying in the back seat, kind of tripping out. He wasn't tripping out, but he was just kind of relaxing and going to wherever you go when you get in that relaxed mode. But finally, at one point, he asked our little partner that was driving along there, the young lady that was about 25, could I bum one of those cigarettes from you? I just want a couple of puffs off of it. And she goes, sure. She gave him a cigarette. Well, it wasn't but 4 or 5 hours later, and he was asking for another one. And by the time we got to Colorado, he was ready to buy a pack of cigarettes, and he began smoking again. And later on, a couple months later, or maybe it was only a couple weeks, he was accusing her and I, we thought in jest, I still think it was in jest, but he was accusing us of causing him to be a smoker again. Okay, well, don't accept any responsibility for yourself there. I mean, that would be awful to have to accept that awful responsibility for making your own choice to smoke again. After all of those years, you made the choice. I didn't make it, she didn't make it, you made it, so don't blame us for it. But anyway, he wanted to take time to at least jokingly charge us with being responsible for his beginning to smoke again. Now then, this is at a point where he has become a Christian again, because way back in his youth he was raised as a Christian, and so now he's gone through this stage where he was very, very much New Age, and then he reached this point where his ill health took him to the place where he thought he was possibly dying, and he thought, well, golly, what if what I believe is wrong? What I believe is not the truth, and what if Jesus is real and the Bible is real, and I am not living the virtues of that? Maybe I should, just in case. That was his thought. That's exactly what he told me, is just in case I've been wrong. So he went back and became a Christian again. And so anyway, he's left his New Age persona behind him, and now we're like, I don't know, 8-10 years later, he's still smoking. He asks me all the time, would you help me to stop smoking? Would you hypnotize me or do whatever you think you can do, talk to me to make me understand that I can quit smoking. And he cannot quit smoking. The old teacher, my old teacher that I loved so dearly and admired so deeply, he had no problem quitting smoking when he was studying those self-help books or the spiritual teachers that I study and what have you. But back in those days when he was reading that type of literature, that spiritual literature, he understood that it was up to him. And all he had to do is accept responsibility for it, and he could quit smoking, or he could do and be anything that he wanted to be or do. So today, 10 years later, thereabouts, and he's made this transition back into Christianity, And he's telling me that I no longer read that stuff because it's so repetitive and I've read it all, I've studied it all, and now I go about and I put those teachings to work in my life. Well, hello. You used to be able to quit smoking. It was easy for you when you studied this self-help stuff. Today, you're trying to put it into practice in your life, and you can't even quit smoking. And I'm not saying that quitting smoking is an easy thing to do, but he did it once when he was studying this stuff and reading these books and studying from all of these New Age teachers. He was able to quit smoking easily with no problem. He hated to smell it and would just complain if we went into a restaurant that allowed smoking. Oh, do we have to eat in here? Well, today, after he's now putting all these New Age practices to work in his life, he can't even quit smoking. How can he do any of the other stuff? I mean, really. Quitting smoking is one of the simpler things to do if you're practicing New Age techniques and New Age teachings and spiritual teachings, because you understand in the core of your being that you can do and be whatever you want to do or be or have. And now that he's discarded those studies, and he claims to be implementing them in his life today, he can no longer has the ability to be or do or have whatever it is that he wants to be, do, or have. He cannot do it anymore. So the next time that we meet, I'm going to give him my advice. My advice is, maybe you should start picking up some of this stuff and start reading it again and studying it again, because you're certainly not able to put it to work in your life. I see that. I see it. You're my best friend. And don't sit around and tell me that you're able to put it into practice when I see that you can't. So anyway, that's my ramble for today. Love you guys. Hope you enjoyed this. Keep coming back. Akasha Shabakan. You know what Akasha says? And I mean this. I really and truly mean it. And I can't say it enough. I cannot express it deeply enough to you how important it is to know that the truth is out there. It's out there. Go look for it. You'll find it. I swear to you. You may not find it today, or you might not find it tomorrow, but if you go on that search, you will find the truth. I promise you. And then, you know, I say this every show, and I mean it. I mean it deeply, and I swear to God, I took this, I plagiarized this from TV, actually from the Science Channel. Question everything. Question everything. I love it. I mean, how can you make up your mind that something is the truth without questioning whether it is the truth or not? Going to verify the truth. What's wrong with that? It's very important. Verification. Don't believe in something just because your mom and dad believed in it. Don't believe in it just because I'm telling you. Don't believe in it just because you saw it on TV. Don't believe in it because it's not the popular thing to do. Go find the truth. It's out there. And question everything and everyone. All right? Question everything. Hey, Akasha Shabakan, peace be with you. I'll talk to you soon.